Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Once was a sweet thing, baby. Held out a loving arm.
Little SRV bringing us back. 7 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit with our good friend John Deeney. And we're talking about how to communicate with our employees. What's the best way? Is it email? Is it texting? Does anything beat face-to-face? But what do you do when that's not practical? JohnFDeeney.com, right, John?
That's right, Jim.
JohnFDeeney.com is the website. And, John, thanks again for hanging out with us. Hunting in a farmer's world. Is that the...
Coming out the end of August.
We're going to let you know when you can order it in advance. Okay, John, we've established that we've got lots of different ways of we've got an embarrassment of riches of ways to communicate with people these days, and yet you're telling me that we're still not getting 100%, we're not 100% effective in communicating with people.
Well, you said it earlier, and I agree. You have to choose one way for the employees. When we talk, you spoke about coddling them.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, different people prefer different things, but with employees, they have to know where to look.
You mean I spoke against coddling them, is what you meant to say.
Yes, yes. But the flood, and we all experience it, the constant inundation from everything from Instagram to, you know, that ancient technology email, it's hard for them to pick and choose. You let them know one way, but we'll go back to face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I owned a larger company, I had 100-some employees. You know, when we had an important announcement, it was done face-to-face, and we did it in what I call concentric circles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd get the top people in, and sometimes if it affected a particular department, I'd get some people from that department. And we'd talk about it. We'd sit down and say, this is what we're going to do. This is the announcement we are about to make. Please don't spread it. And you can't let it go too long because it'll leak anyway. But,
but
you know, we wanted you to know first. And we'd field their questions and what they thought the questions of their subordinates would be, go through them, clear them, and then go to a second level, sometimes only a few hours later, where we'd bring in the first-line supervisors mm-hmm. and the lead people, and we'd sit and have the same conversation with them, usually with a couple of their superiors, my key managers, in the room, and go through the same process and get buy-in from these people that they understood the decision, they understood the reasoning behind it, and they were on board with it. Then we would make the announcement to the company, which was in 6 different locations. And what that did...
And all of it face-to-face.
And all of it face-to-face.
Right.
The announcement...
But this wasn't a regular... This wasn't something you did every day or every week, was it?
No. This was
big
every
announcements.
Few months for
yeah.
something important, mm-hmm. a policy change.
Right, or a new
or
program.
Or a new line. Mm-hmm. New line coming on or something.
Yeah.
And... you know, what that does is several things. One, it recognizes your top people as your top people. They're in the know a little bit ahead of everybody else. And
mm-hmm.
it allows them when the announcement comes out and somebody says, wow, what's that all about? Or did you know that? It allows them to say, yes, I did, because I'm important and they told me first.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing it does is it gives you champions who feel that they have been included out in the field, where the first level employees are, and so when people say, "I don't understand why they do that," they can say, "Oh, well, there are very good reasons, and this is why, and this is how it's going to impact you." So you've got immediate face-to-face feedback, even when you can't be there personally, when you can't close 6 operations and put everybody in a room. You've got proxies out there who have had the face-to-face contact, who have bought in, and who can sit across the table from an employee and say, let me alleviate your concerns. Let me tell you what this involves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I like it. But then, of course, you got the issue of who's on vacation, who's off today. You know, as you were talking about that, though, John, I was thinking back on the days when we had nothing but telephones and mail and face-to-face. We had three ways, telephone, mail, face-to-face.
Right.
And I worked a remote territory for one of those companies, for Xerox, and I don't remember ever being able to say or ever saying to one of my boss, you know what, I didn't get that information. Somehow, I was paying attention, and I got it. And I think that's what we should require of our employees, and that's my last thought on that. JohnFDeeney.com is the website. John Deeney is the guy, and his new book's coming out soon. You're going to be able to buy it. Hey, John, thanks for being here. Good job.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
Come back soon. John Deeney, D-I-N-I. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages, after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.